This is Brother Peter Diamond, VaticanCatholic.com. On December 14, 2013, La Stampa published an interview that Anti-Pope Francis gave to the journalist Andrea Tornielli. In the interview, Anti-Pope Francis teaches another massive heresy, in addition to making numerous scandalous statements. Francis discusses, quote, ecumenism with Anglicans, Lutherans, and the so-called Orthodox. He clearly teaches the condemned heresy that there are non-Catholic saints and martyrs. In fact, he even promotes the idea that a Lutheran, quote, pastor could be advanced to beatification. Francis says that today there is an ecumenism of blood, whether people are Anglican, Lutheran, Catholic, or Orthodox. Concerning the various groups, he says, quote, we are united in blood. He then says, quote, I knew a parish priest in Hamburg who was dealing with the beatification cause of a Catholic priest guillotined by the Nazis for teaching children the catechism. After him, in the list of condemned individuals, was a Lutheran pastor who was killed for the same reason. Their blood was mixed. The parish priest told me he had gone to the bishop and said to him, I will continue to deal with the cause, but both of their causes, not just the Catholic priests. This is what ecumenism of blood is, end quote. Notice that Francis endorses and promotes the idea that a Lutheran who was killed could be advanced to, quote, beatification. This is formal heresy. Nothing could more clearly deny the solemnly defined Catholic dogma that, quote, the Holy Roman Church firmly believes, professes, and preaches that all those who are outside the Catholic Church, not only pagans but also Jews or heretics and schismatics, cannot share an eternal life and will go into the everlasting fire which was prepared for the devil and his angels unless they are joined to the Church before the end of their lives, and that no one, whatever almsgiving he has practiced, even if he has shed blood for the name of Christ, can be saved unless he has remained within the bosom and unity of the Catholic Church, end quote. Pope Eugene IV, Council of Florence, Cantate Domino, 1441, ex cathedra. Pope Pelagius II declared the same in 585, a truth that has always been taught in the Church, quote, those who are not willing to be at agreement in the Church of God cannot remain with God. Although given over to flames and fires, they burn, or thrown to wild beasts, they lay down their lives, there will not be for them that crown of faith but the punishment of faithlessness, not a glorious result of religious virtue, but the ruin of despair. Such a one can be slain, he cannot be crowned, end quote. Francis is a formal heretic and an anti-pope, period. In the interview, Francis also makes it clear, once again, that he fully accepts the schismatic, quote, Orthodox. The Orthodox reject the papacy and other Catholic dogmas. Francis even calls Orthodox schismatic Tewodros, the leader of the Coptic schismatics, a mystic. Tewodros is a public heretic who leads a large group of individuals who dissent from Catholic teaching. Francis has also rejected the necessity for Orthodox schismatics like Tewodros to convert. In the interview, Francis also declares, quote, but I have met many Marxists in my life who are good people. The idea that Marxists are good people is directly contrary to Catholic teaching. Francis's statement is outrageous. Francis is also asked about remarried divorcees receiving, quote, communion. He doesn't rule it out, even though he was given numerous opportunities to do so. Speaking of God, Francis also says, quote, he waits for us, he never tires of waiting for us, end quote. Actually, God does tire of waiting for people. That's why he condemns most people to hell. Matthew 7:13. Francis is a manifest heretic. According to Catholic papal teaching, a heretic cannot be a valid pope. Francis is an anti-pope. It's also interesting that in the interview, Francis makes numerous references to how important it is to, quote, feed people. Quote, with all the food that is left over and thrown away, we could feed so many, end quote. Quote, we have enough food in the world to feed everyone, end quote. For why Francis's determination to feed people is interesting, see our video on St. Malachy's Prophecy of Popes and Antipopes.